Wow. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Straight Up Missing. My name is Jocelyn. I'm the brunette. We've got, I don't even know who you people are anymore. Woo! We've got Katie. She's the redhead.
Hello.
And we have the blonde.
Hi. Just say Quinnies from now on. And we've got the Quinnies.
And we've got the Quinnies here. Carla's coming at us with another Straight Up Missing Persons case.
All right. Tonight we're talking about Diane Fields. Diane Cassandra Fields. She was 44 years old when she was last seen at her home in the 200 block of Celia Drive in East Dublin, Georgia on November 6th, 2014. Diane and her fiance had lived there for about 6 months. The day she went missing, Diane's fiance went to work as usual, but according to him, Diane had stayed home because she felt ill that day. When he got home from work, the back door had been kicked in, a kitchen knife lay on the hallway floor, and the back bedroom was in a complete disarray, but Diane was nowhere to be found. Police were called. They came to search the residence and they found all of Diane's personal items inside, but there was absolutely no sign of Diane and she was never seen or heard from again. According to the investigators, after they're doing like the real search and like really looking at everything in the house, it appeared that the back door to the residence had actually been broken out, not in. So they suspected it was a staged burglary and there was no blood and no signs of a struggle found in the home. Like, yes, the bedroom was in a disarray.
And she didn't take anything with her.
Nothing. All of her stuff was home. It's a case that continues to haunt the East Dublin police chief, William Luke, I believe is how you pronounce his last name. They had searched the home after the boyfriend called. Now the fiance is the one who had said that the back door appeared to be kicked in. All the investigators are like, no, actually, no, it was broken out. It looks like a staged burglary. Nothing was adding up and nothing was making any sense. But the fiance is talking to the media and he's like, I'm shocked. Like, I didn't know what was going on. Like, she's never gone missing before.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
That's really good to know. Thank you.
Okay, great. We'll note that one down. Thank you.
It was staged. It doesn't look right. And the crime scene, most notably, it was just too neat. He had worked thousands of burglaries and burglaries gone wrong. And this one was too neat. He said it just didn't add up. So though she reportedly was last seen by her fiance on November 6th, the day that he went to work and she didn't, the last time anyone else saw her was 2 days prior to her disappearance. We only have Diane's fiance's word to go on in regards to what happened that day and the timeline of her disappearance. Diane's fiance has been named a person of interest in her disappearance and he's been questioned multiple times, but no actual charges have been filed. Her brother described his sister as introverted and meticulous, someone who kept to herself. So that makes a lot of sense that the house was neat because she's a meticulous sort of person and that someone possibly tried to make it seem like it wasn't really, it just nothing.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Something ain't clean. It's not clean.
So foul play is suspected in her case and her case remains unsolved. Diane Fields would be 52 years old at the time of this recording. She is described as a black female, 5 foot, 165 to 200 pounds with black hair and brown eyes. She was last seen wearing pajamas and house slippers and both of her ears are pierced. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is offering a $5,000 reward to anyone with information leading to Diane's discovery. And anyone with information regarding Diane's disappearance or her current whereabouts is encouraged to call the GBI Region 12 field office at 478-374-6988 or the East Dublin Police Department at 478-272-6883.
Listen to Straight Up Evil.